One companion, Sahabi, he has stated that the merciful Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on one occasion saw me in a situation that on my body there were clothes that were not very expensive. They were not that valuable, the clothes that were on my body. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that, do you have some money? And I requested and said, Allah has given me all types of wealth and valuables. In other words, Allah has given me all forms of wealth and value and money. And then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah's ni'mah, Allah's treasure and His forgiveness should be apparent on your body then, subhanAllah, should be visible. In other words, that if Allah Ta'ala has given you money and wealth, the amount you are saying, then your libas should reflect that status of yours, the status that Allah Ta'ala has given to you, the condition He's put you in, that your clothing should reflect that. Why? Because if Allah has given you the ni'mah of money, of wealth, then according to that, wear clothes according to that and be grateful for that ni'mah of Allah. Because Allah Ta'ala has given this to you. So, our merciful Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his sunnah is this, that a person, what he should do is that according to his status, his capacity, the capacity Allah has given to him in terms of money, wealth, his status, then he should wear clothes according to that status and that level. Not that Allah has given you good status, you have some wealth, and you wear some weird clothing, silly clothing. Yeah, I've seen regularly people, lots of people around here I've seen, they have, Allah has given them money and wealth, but if you look at their libas, their clothes, you can't understand. It's a bit confusing. What's the situation with this person? Even though it is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is the reason for this? That when you wear libas, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, in reality, what is that? The one thing, remember, why? What's the point here? Is that, it's not for pride and showing off that you wear good clothes, or people will see me and I'm overwhelming them and overpowering them. And when somebody sees me with good clothes, and he'll think, oh, he's got valuable clothes, expensive clothes. No, this is not the intention. What should be the niyyah? The intention, whilst you're wearing the clothes, I'm wearing the clothes for this reason, that Allah Ta'ala has given this ni'mah to me, and I should be grateful for this ni'mah that Allah has given to me. So on this, so many rewards Allah Ta'ala gives to that person. Why? Shakartum la azidannakum. Allah Ta'ala said this in the Quran, that whenever somebody is grateful for a ni'mah of mine, for a treasure that I've given to him, Allah Ta'ala, He multiplies and expands and increases that ni'mah. So the chief of the created beings, this is his sunnah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that when Allah gives you status and ability, and He's given you money, He's given you wealth, you have that mal, then according to what you have, wear the clothes. Once the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a companion requested that, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a person likes, if he's not proud, he hasn't got takabbur, but he likes, has a choice. Yeah, that for example, you can understand it this way, that every person has his taste and desire and want, so that his clothes are good, his shoes are good, and his clothing is good. Look at what the Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَمِيلٌ وَيُحُبُّ الْجَمَالِ. Look at the response, that no doubt Allah Ta'ala is Jameel and He likes the beauty. Allah likes the beauty. So definitely you wear what you like, because this is Allah's ni'mah to you. So be saved from takabbur, don't be proud in showing off. That should not be the niyyah. If Allah has given to you, if He has given to you, then you should wear. This is the sunnah of Rasulullah. But also be careful of this point. The people who don't have money, who don't have wealth, then they're wandering around wearing dirty clothes, smelly clothes. Like I said to you before, this hadith of Rasulullah we heard yesterday about this. What did Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? That there was an individual who was wearing dirty clothes, smelly clothes, not washed. And this is a regular to show our poor state, that we haven't got money to show. We show people we're poor, my clothes are tatty and they are disheveled and torn. No, this is not the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah saw a person wearing dirty clothes, smelly clothes, downtrodden clothes. Rasulullah said that this person, don't you have anything that you can use to wash the clothes? Don't you, there's no soap, no water? In other words, that if you are poor, you don't have that much wealth, this hadith has passed by us already, that a person, if he has the ability, he can wear good clothes. And if you don't have the ability, but at least you should keep your clothes good, even if they're cheap, but you can wash the clothes, can't you? You shouldn't make them dirty and wear dirty clothes in the week twice. Two occasions, clean the clothes, dry them, wear them nice, clean and pure. Alhamdulillah, when you wear the clothes like this, then this is also a ni'mah of Allah and you are being grateful for this. Because if a person who doesn't have that many clothes, doesn't have expensive clothes, he can only afford these clothes, they're cheaper, but he's grateful to Allah, he's washing them, not keeping them dirty and smelly. Doesn't mean they should stay smelly and dirty. So this is the sunnah of Rasulullah. If Allah gives you money, then spend it, wear the clothes, make that visible. If Allah has given you less, then according to what you have, wear. According to what you have, don't keep your clothes dirty and downtrodden. Clean and pure, well kept. This is the sunnah of our master, Nabi al-Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his respectable, honorable sunnah. Wa akhru dawan, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.